The murder of James Reeb went unsolved for more than 50 years. He was a minister from Boston who went south to support civil rights and was killed in Selma, Alabama. Outrage over his death helped to spur the passage of the Voting Rights Act, but the FBI failed to solve Reeb's murder twice. And then last month, using the FBI's own files, NPR News identified William Portwood, a man who admitted he was involved in the attack, but who was never arrested or charged. Now, local and state officials tell NPR they would have investigated Reeb's murder years earlier if the FBI had only shared its case file. NPR's Kat Schuknecht reports.
About 10 years ago, Troy King put together a team to look into cases that had gone cold in Alabama. He was Alabama's attorney general at the time.
Cases don't grow cold because they're easily solved. They grow cold because they're hard to solve.
James Reeb's murder was the kind of hard-to-solve case his investigative team might have looked into. Three men were tried and acquitted for Reeb's murder in 1965, and no one was ever held to account. But King and other local and state officials tell NPR they don't remember the FBI sharing case information after the Bureau reopened the case in 2008. And if the FBI had, Alabama officials say, it would have found a receptive audience.
By 2008, Alabama had become a place that was trying to come to terms with its segregationist, racist past. And what I'm confident we would have done is a good faith effort to evaluate the testimony.
It's impossible to say if state and local officials would have been able to close the Reeb case. But if FBI agents had shared their records with them back then, they might have been able to do what NPR did, use the FBI's own case file to solve Reeb's murder. Over a four-year investigation for the NPR podcast, White Lies, reporters used the Bureau's file to track down an eyewitness to the attack and the elusive fourth attacker who had never been arrested or charged, William Portwood. But it was too late for officials to pursue prosecution. Less than 2 weeks after reporters confirmed his participation, Portwood died at age 87. If Alabama officials had had access to the same FBI case file years earlier, they might have knocked on Portwood's door and found a man in his 70s, a man who could still have been held to account for the attack on Reeb.
It was just a little disappointing that they didn't go to the next step to talk to the local folks and say, it doesn't appear that we have jurisdiction, but here's a couple people you ought to talk to.
That's Alabama Senator Doug Jones, who, as a U.S. attorney in the early 2000s, gained convictions against two former Ku Klux Klan members who were involved in the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing. He says in the past, the FBI has shared information with local authorities.
That's where you're going to get the biggest bang for the buck.
So why didn't the Bureau do that in the Reeb case? For one, the Bureau is known for being secretive.
All of these records have been just kind of huddled away within the federal bureaucracy.
The Bureau may also have been limited by its narrow jurisdiction. In these cases, the FBI can only pursue federal charges on bombings, kidnappings, or murders in which the perpetrators cross state lines. Cynthia Deedle ran the FBI's Civil Rights Unit from 2008 to 2011. She says she doesn't remember exactly how her unit handled the Reeb case, but she acknowledges that unless the Bureau was partnering with local officials, agents were not necessarily required to share the information in the FBI file. And it might not have looked like anything else could be done at the state level. Remember, in this case, three men had already been tried and acquitted for the crime.
And with Reverend Reeb, that case fell into the we can't do anything pile, which wasn't uncommon.
Even so, the district attorney for the county where Reeb was attacked might have picked up the case. Here's District Attorney Michael Jackson.
If the evidence panned out that that person was actually involved in the murder, then yes, we would have prosecuted him. I have no problem with prosecuting cold case.
And he has the track record to prove it. In 2010, Jackson successfully prosecuted the former state trooper who, in 1965, shot and killed civil rights activist Jimmie Lee Jackson. Do you think it's fair to say that if the FBI had shared all the information they had on the Reeb case with you, that William Portwood, the fourth attacker, might have been held to account while he was still alive?
That's a very accurate statement. I think there's no question about that.
NPR reached out to the FBI for this story, and a spokesperson said in an email that the Bureau routinely shares information when partnering with law enforcement. But its actual policy on sharing civil rights-era cold case information with state and local officials? The FBI declined to share it. Kat Schuknecht, NPR News, Washington.